Ah, there you are.
Hillebo came through the door and exchanged greetings with us. She gave the room a quick survey, and it was obvious that the Spartan arrangements met with her approval.
Will you be wanting to address the company before we go into the acceleration tanks?
No, I don't see why that would be necessary. I almost said desirable. The art of chastising subordinates is a delicate art. I could see that I'd have to keep reminding Hillebo that she wasn't in charge. Or I could just switch insignia with her. Let her experience the joys of command. You could please round up all platoon leaders and go over the immersion sequence with them. Eventually, we'll be doing speed drills. But for now, I think the troops could use a few hours' rest. If they were as hungover as their commander...
Yes, sir.
She turned and left. A little miffed because what I'd asked her to do should properly have been a job for Ryland or Rusk. Charlie eased his pudgy self into one of the hard chairs and sighed. 20 months on this greasy machine. With her. Shit. Well, if you're nice to me, I won't billet the two of you together. All right. I'm your slave forever. Starting, next Friday. He peered into his cup and decided against drinking the dregs. Seriously, she's going to be a problem. What are you going to do with her? I don't know. Charlie was being insubordinate, too, of course. But he was my XO and out of the chain of command. Besides, I had to have one friend. Maybe she'll mellow once we're underway. Sure. Technically, we were already underway, crawling toward the Stargate Collapsar at 1G, but that was only for the convenience of the crew. It's hard to batten down the hatches in freefall. The trip wouldn't really start until we were in the tanks. The lounge was too depressing, so Charlie and I used the remaining hours of mobility to explore the ship. The bridge looked like any other computer facility. They had dispensed with the luxury of view screens. We stood at a respectful distance while Antipole and her officers went through a last series of checks before climbing into the tanks and leaving our destiny to the machines. Actually, there was a porthole, a thick plastic bubble, in the navigation room forward. Lieutenant Williams wasn't busy, the pre-insertion part of his job being fully automated, so he was glad to show us around. He tapped the porthole with a fingernail. Hope we don't have to use this trip.